我记得刚才弟兄在这分享，我们原来在 Scotch Plain 聚会的时候，那个时候没有空调。
As the brother mentioned earlier, when we were meeting in Scotch Plain, we did not have air conditioning.
那也就是夏天的时候，我们第一次到伊士林来聚会，也就是在 Scotch Plain 那个地方。
And it's also during the summer that it was the first time we met in Scotch Plain.
我感谢主，主一直给我们恩典。
But we thank the Lord that He always gives us grace.
我记得当时我在那儿聚会的时候，倒是没有感觉到热啊，那热当然也在那儿，我是注意到另外的事情。
I remember that at that time it wasn't the heat that I noticed.
我发现在我们中间啊，我不知道今天有没有第一次来到我们中间聚会的弟兄姊妹或者弟兄朋友。
And I'm not sure if there's anyone here for the first time. Here for the first time.
然后我注意到的就是我们中间竟然没有牧师，没有牧师。
What I noticed was that among us there was no pastor.
然后不少的弟兄姊妹头上还蒙头的，还有块黑布，姊妹也是哈。
And that many sisters had head covering.
然后呢，每个星期都要播饼聚会，因为我在别的地方信主，我们那边。是每个月有那么一次。
And that we had breaking of bread every week, and where I was meeting before, we didn't have it every week.
我不知道，我当时还记得也有人刚来到弥斯林的时候问啊，你们这个地方究竟是什么聚会啊？什么样的教会啊
？So I remember that there are several folks who came to us and asked, "What kind of meeting is Island? What church is this?"
你们是教会吗？或者聚会所吗？
Are you
chief of the office? Ah,
are you this kind of meeting or are you brethren meeting?
Yeah, 或者说是弟兄会。
Yeah, or brethren meeting.
Yeah, 就是英国有一个弟兄会啊，普利茅斯弟兄会。我们都回答说都不是。
We reply, we're not any of those specific meetings.
所以弟兄姊妹们，假如今天有一些人来问我们，你们是什么样的教会，我们怎么回答
？So then today, if someone asks, "What kind of meeting are you?" How would you reply?
我觉得彼得在彼得前书第三章这样告诉我们：当有的人来到我们中间问我们心中盼望的原因是什么的时候
，And so I think we can look to 1 Peter chapter 3 that when someone asks us, "What is it that we hope for?"
我们应该怎么样？应该常做准备。
Then we should, what is it that we believe? We should be prepared in our hearts.
因为问的人往往就觉得你们这个聚会好像有不对吧？所以我们要用温柔的心啊，用温柔的心，也要用敬畏的心来回答个人。
So when people ask us, they have this question of what are kind of meeting are you? And we should reply to them with this gentle response, gentle heart.
我们的确啊，不是。弟兄会
It's true we are not a brethren meeting.
但是我们受弟兄会很多的影响。
But we have been influenced greatly by the brethren.
那么今天我们要想交通的题目呢，叫尼哥拉一党人的教训。
And so the topic that I'd like to share today is about the teachings of the Nicolaitans.
这个就是我们从弟兄会那儿，从弟兄会他们那儿，从圣经里边领受来的。
And so this is something that we have received from the brethren and from the Bible.
这个题目可能大家不一定非常熟悉啊。这是关乎到教会的道路。
And so you may not be familiar too much with these teachings, but this concerns the way of the church.
好不好？我们先来读一处的圣经。
So first, let's read a couple of scripture passages.
我们来一起看启示录第二章，启示录的第二章。
Look at Revelation chapter 2.
启示录的第二章，从第二章开始到第三章，是我们的主借着使徒约翰写的给七个教会写的七封书信。
So Revelation chapter 2 and 3, the Lord used the Apostle John to write to seven churches.
那我们来看前三个教会，我们只看一点点因为没时间的缘故，我们来看几处关于前面的三个教会主所在这写的信里边其中的几句话。
Because of time, we'll just look at the first three churches that John wrote to and look at a couple of aspects.
第一处是在第二章的第六节。
The first one is chapter 2, verse 6.
然而，你们有一件 可取的事，就是你恨恶尼哥拉一党人的行为，这也是我就是主耶稣啊，我所恨恶的。
Yes, this you do have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. I hear the Lord Jesus.
这讲的是尼哥拉一党人的行为啊，我们再看后面的第十节。
This is referring to the ways of the Nicolaitans.
刚才那句话是对以弗所教会写的哈、啊。那么接下来这句话是对士美拿教会啊，第十节，我们就看第十节就可以了。你这是指士美拿教会，你将要受的苦，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日，你们务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
The previous passage was to the church in Ephesus, and this one in verse 10 is to the church in Smyrna. Verse 10 says, Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison so that you will be tested, and you will have tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life.
我们再来看给别加摩教会所写的信，我们只念14节到15节。
And taking a look at the church of Pergamum, we're going to read verses 14 and 15.
然而有几件事我要责备你，因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训，这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。
But I have a few things against you, because you have there some who hold the teachings of Balaam, who kept teaching Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit acts of immorality.
十五节，你那里也有人照样服从了尼哥拉一党人的教训。
Verse 15, so you also have some who in the same way hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
大家注意到哈，我们从第二章以弗所主耶稣写给以弗所教会的信里边讲到是尼哥拉一党人的行为，到了这儿，到了别加摩教会的时候呢，就成了尼哥拉一党人的教训。
And if you would pay attention, you can see that in Ephesus, it talks about the deeds of the Nicolaitans, and by the time we talk about the church of Pergamum, it is about the teaching.
好，我们一起低头有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer. Bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们谢谢你今天又把我们召聚在你的殿中。
Our Lord Abba Father, we thank you that you have once again called us together in your presence.
虽然天气炎热，我们祈求你把一颗安静的心，像玛利亚那样的，能够安静的等候在主的脚前。
Although the weather is hot, we ask that you would give us a quiet heart, like the heart of Mary.
好使我们能够听得见。你借着你圣灵在我们里面给我们讲话的声音
so that we can hear the Spirit when it speaks to us.
Father, 我们要感谢赞美你，愿一切的荣耀赞美都单单的归给你。
And Father, we want to give you thanks because and all the praise and glory belong to you.
我们这样祷告乃是奉你爱子耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of your beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
可能大家现在都已经在问了，这个尼哥拉一党人的行为也好，尼哥拉一党人的教训也好，究竟是什么？
And so we are probably all asking by now, what are the deeds or the teachings of the Nicolaitans?
整本圣经里面就只在这两个地方啊，给了一个名字，尼哥拉一党人啊，他的教训，他的行为啊，就这么一个名字，没有做任何解释。
So the Bible in these few passages only describes the name Nicolaitans. It doesn't tell us exactly what the teachings or deeds are.
它不像巴兰的教训。刚才我们读到最后的两节圣经啊，就是第二章的十四节、十五节、十四节的时候，它告诉我们有个巴兰的教训啊，那个圣经里边记载非常多。
So unlike the mention in verse 14 of the Balaam teaching, which are clearly explained in the Bible.
背后有一个故事啊，巴兰作为先知。他呢因为贪财想要发财，所以呢就被摩押王用去来诅咒以色列人神的选民。
There is an entire backstory to Balaam. He was a prophet, and because he was greedy, he went to the Moab king to curse the Israelites.
这个神不让他咒诅他的选民，反而变成了祝福，所以这个巴兰不甘心。 巴勒也不甘心。
And so the Lord did not allow him to curse his people, and so Balaam was unhappy about this.
因为他想要发财呀，又得不到钱了，对吧？而且巴勒越来越跟他更多的，所以呢，他就给那个摩押人、摩押王起了个主意，让以色列人吃祭偶像的物，然后呢，行奸淫的事，和摩押女子和米甸女子行奸淫。
And so Balaam was unhappy because he wanted to become rich, in order to become rich, he had to curse the Israelites. So he just kept giving them more blessings.
哇，这件事情得大大的得罪神，因为以色列人是神的选民，所以神因为他是公义的、圣洁的神，是被迫的，击杀以色列人，所以以色列人一下子就死了24000，在整个以色列民族的1%还多，所以你想有多少人？
And so instead, Balaam gave Balak a strategy to encourage immorality amongst the Israelites. And as a result, God's wrath was stirred. And in one moment, 24,000 Israelites were killed. And that's a little bit over one-tenth of their population.
巴兰的教训，不管你信耶稣也好，不信耶稣也好，你一听了就知道这个人是不对的，是吧？是错的，是个贪财的人。
And so concerning Balaam's teaching, whether you are a Christian or not, you know that these were wrong because they were all rooted in greed.
对，谁都知道不好。我们最近才知道，大家可能如果从中国大陆来的，知道中国有一个和尚，也是因为贪财，这个被那个抓起来了，对吧？
And so if you are from China, you know that there is a abbot,
a Buddha,
who also had a downfall because of his greed.
就是因为他很贪财嘛，所以其实所有人知道，像巴兰的教训，就是明目一看就知道这是不对的。
And so everyone knows that Balaam's teaching, when you look at it, is wrong.
而这个尼格拉伊党的教训却非常的隐藏，非常的隐晦。
But instead, the teachings of the Nicolaitans are very obscure and hidden.
但是尼格拉伊党的教训对教会的影响远超过巴兰的教训。
But the Nicolaitan teaching has a greater impact on the church than Balaam's teaching.
对于今天我们在地上啊，要走主的道路的教会来说，啊，尼格拉伊党人的教训是非常值得我们去认真的去思想的。
And so, in order to walk rightly and in the correct way in the church while we're here on earth, we need to study these teachings.
那么，圣经哈，尤其是启示录。他每给一个地方或者一个人的名字，其实他这个名字背后啊，他的原文的意思是代表他的属灵，只有很深的属灵的意思的。
So in the Bible, especially in the Book of Revelation, the names of the people and places often have a meaning, a specific spiritual meaning.
比如巴兰啊，我刚才讲的巴兰的原文的意思是什么？就是吞灭百姓。
And so, for example, Balaam, his original meaning means to devour the people.
所以我们一看到，因为巴兰把这个教训、把这个陷阱摆在以色列人的面前，让以色列人一下就死了24000人，
and
吞灭了。
You can see that Balaam put his teachings in front of the God's people, and in one moment, a lot of them were destroyed.
尼格拉伊党的教训啊。
And what about the Nicolaitan teaching?
或者他的行为呢
or his deeds, or
最先注意到他背后的意思就是英国弟兄会的弟兄们、啊、特别是大比弟兄
and the first to understand the meaning behind them were from the brethren and specifically Darby, our brother Darby
尼格拉伊党人的教训他背后原文的意思就是什么呢就是、征服百姓要征服、啊、居高临下的征服你们的意思征服神的百姓的意思
And so the meaning behind the name Nicolaitans is to conquer the people.
Yeah. Darby 看到这个事的意思，他联想到当时的教会，无论是天主教会还是基督教的教会里边啊，那些圣品阶级。
And so Brother Darby naturally linked to the Christianity at that time, whether it's Catholic or Protestant, meaning the clergy hierarchy.
Right.就什么那些人是什么呢？就是要读神学院或者在院或者在修道院里边出来，然后被人按例做什么？做牧师、做教皇、做 做神父，所以主教，所有这些在基督教里边叫做牧师，正有主任牧师、正牧师、副牧师，所有这些，对吧？在天主教里边有神父，还有教皇，这些大统一主教，这些就是圣品阶级。
And so, who are these people? These are those who have gone through formal theological training or went to an institution to come out to be able to become in the Protestant church, the pastors, the associate pastors, the deacons, and so on, and in the Catholic Church, the bishops, and ultimately the Pope.
我记得我刚信主的时候就去这样的教会，这是一个浸信会啊，他就告诉我们，我们是什么？我们其余的人是什么？你是平信徒啊！我不知道，当时听这个名字很反感，我怎么成了平信徒了？我不是神的儿女吗？啊！现在你去所有的教会，你会发觉到，你是平信徒，和牧师和那些主教是不一样的。
And so when I first believed, the church that I attended was much like this. It had a hierarchy. And then what I learned was that in the hierarchy, I was considered a common person or laity. And at first I was offended because how could I just be a common person when I'm chosen by the Lord? But then you should know that there's a separation between those pastors and leaders versus us, the common folk.
你知道啊，在这个世界人分成等级，这是一点都不惊奇，对吧？
And so you know that in the world, for a man to be separated by class is not uncommon.
比如在我们美国啊，在我们美国，我们都知道统治美国的人都是精英啊，就是那些从 Ivy League 啊，为什么好多人喜欢去 Ivy League？ 就是一出来你就是精英了，对吧？你就有可能成为在美国你的精英阶层啊。
So, for example, in the U.S., those who are actually governing are those elite. For example, those who went to an Ivy League school, and then when you come out or you graduate, you're considered elite and can govern.
Yeah, 你知道印度有一个叫做种姓制度啊，人可以分成根据他的姓就知道可以分成五等还是六等。
And in India, there is this caste system based off of their surnames, and they're separated into five or six different classes.
Yeah, caste system.在我们中国大陆更特别了。
And in China it's even more particular.
你知道现在的政府啊，他一开始他就宣扬，我不在这讲政治啊，就提一下，他是说我们共产党人的最终目的就是要消灭阶级，对吧？所有的阶级都要消灭，这是共产党人的目的。
You know that in originally the Communist Party.Goal or purpose was to eliminate all classes and rankings.
但是你知道，在今天大陆的中国，这个特权阶层，他们所吃的食物都是特供的，对吧？你就知道，他们的那个阶级哈，那更是啊，有的人说，你不是在里边，你更不知道他们做什么。
But you know that today in the current times, the party has a privileged classes who even have special food. And so if you're not even in that class, you don't know what's going on there.
啊，所以呢，啊，我们对这个世界人分等级啊，不惊奇的。但是竟然在教会里边也开始分这个圣品阶级和平信徒嘛？为什么？
And so it's not surprising that the world has these class divisions, but then in the church, you see that we also have this division of the privileged class and then also the common.
如果我们从教会的历史来看，我们就一点不惊奇，也就明白为什么这个离哥啦、耶党人的教训行为，我们的主非常恨恶这件事。
And but if you study church history, then you will not find it surprising, nor will you find it surprising that the Lord hates the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
刚才我们已经看了这个刚才读的在启示录读的三封书信里边选了几节圣经啊。首先第一个是以弗所教会。
And so in the Revelation, the three letters that we picked out, the first church was the Ephesian church, church in Ephesus.
以弗所教会我没有时间去解释哈，代表。第一个世纪的教会，第一个世纪就是公元100年那个时代的教会。
And so the church in Ephesus, I won't go into too much detail, represents the first century church.
你知道以弗所原来的原文的意思
？Do you know the original meaning of Ephesus?
就是他们非常渴慕，他们非常想要追求真理。
Is that they had this desire, they want to have this pursuit.
所以以弗所教会最大的特点就是他们对真理的认识，对真理的坚持非常。非常牢固。
And so their particular characteristic is their steadfast pursuit and persistence in the truth.
他们中间有问题啊，每个教会都会有问题的，他们把起初对神的那个爱给离弃了。
But they had a problem, and every church has problems, but theirs was that they had abandoned the first love for the Lord.
但是他们认识真理，知道什么是不对的，是错误的。
But they understood the truth. They knew what was right versus what was wrong.
所以这刚才我所念的，他们恨恶那个尼哥拉伊党人的行为。
And so we read that they hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
啊，这是以弗所教会第一个世纪的教会。
And so this was the first century Ephesus church.
主在这儿说，我也恨恶他们。
And the Lord said, I also hate them.
啊，然后到了第二个世纪、第三个世纪的教会，那么就是后面的士美拿教会所代表的。
And so the church of the second and third centuries were represented by the church in Smyrna.
士美拿教会的原文的意思叫末药，就是死了以后受逼迫的人，往往就是要死嘛。死了以后，所以他就用末药去膏抹。
Mm-hmm. And so the origin of original meaning of Smyrna is myrrh, and so myrrh was used to anoint corpses. When they died, they were embalmed.
刚才我们正读的这节圣经第四节哈，讲到说你们必受患难十日，这就是讲到士美拿教会在罗马帝国的时候，他们连续十次遭受罗马帝国皇帝的逼迫，他们非常多的人死了。
And so in verse 10, it talks about tribulation for 10 days. And this is referring to the persecution that the church experienced under the Roman Empire. 10 different types of persecution.
这是一个受逼迫的教会，主在给士美拿教会的信中没有一句责备士美拿教会的话。
And this is a church that was persecuted, and in the letter, the Lord did not rebuke them once.
我一直非常好奇，我读圣经啊，我信主大概有30年了吧，大概哈。然后呢，我一直在听弟兄们讲到，我一直有个问题。
And so I've been a Christian for about 30 years, and I've always had this question when I listen to the brothers preach.
就是在启示录里边啊，主耶稣写信给七个教会，有两个教会主是没有责备。
And so in the seven letters to the churches, there were two churches that the Lord did not rebuke.
Yeah, 在启示录的七个教会里边啊， yeah. 但是呢，弟兄们在台上讲的时候，总是说。作为教会的榜样，我们现在现今教会的榜样和我们该走的道路，只提非拉铁的教会，从来不提士美拿教会。我一直不明白，我说明明两个教会不受主的责备，都应该是主效法的榜样，为什么不提士美拿？
And so from these seven churches in the book of Revelation, only the brothers on the pulpit would only say that the church of Philadelphia was example for the church and how they should walk.
Right. 谢谢。我后来当我自己在读圣经，自己在神面前祷告，自己了解一下教会的历史，我明白了为什么。
And so when I meditated upon this and prayed, then I understood why this was.
士美拿教会有两个非常重要的特征。
And so the church in Smyrna had two very special characteristics.
它的名字又告诉我们，他们是一个受逼迫的教会，为主的名、为主的信仰受逼迫的教会，所以主不责备他们。
Their name tells us that they were a church that suffered persecution, and so the Lord did not rebuke them.
但是真理上的偏差从士美拿开始的。
The deviation from the heavenly truth actually started from Smyrna.
尼哥拉一党人的行为。就是从士美拿开始的。
The deeds of the Nicolaitans started from Smyrna.
我们都知道，在第二世纪、第三世纪的教会里边出现了很多教会的教父，大家听说这个名字没有？拉丁教、希腊教父、拉丁教父，很多很多的层出不穷的教父出现在教会里面。
And so you know, in the second and third centuries, started the appearance of these church fathers, both Greek and Hebrew church fathers.
他们非常多的人都是为着信仰、为着主的名殉道，非常值得我们尊敬。
And so many of them appear to guide the church, and were very faithful.
比如说士美拿的主教叫波吕加。
So for example, the bishop of Smyrna, named Polycarp.
Yeah, 他为着主的名就在士美拿教会，他是当地的主教 他为了主的名被罗马皇帝把他烧死，在烧还烧不死他，最后士兵看到这个人怎么烧不死，还用刺刀去刺他，又刺又烧才把他给刺死。
So for the Bishop of Smyrna, Polycarp, he was burned at the stake by the Roman Empire, and he actually, when they were burning him, he actually didn't die, and so they eventually had to spear him in order for him to die, but he was burned at the stake.
他们为主殉道非常值得我们尊敬，我们感谢主啊！但是我们不太容易注意到他们教训里边出了什么问题。
And so they were very faithful in their living to the Lord, and so we are grateful for that. But we don't know too much about their actual teaching.
第二个世纪其中有个教会叫安提阿教会，如果我们读圣经启示录的那个使徒行传都说安提阿教会非常重要的，有一个主教啊，他的名字叫做伊格纳丢，很有名很有名。
And so the another church, Antioch, we all know this is a very important, and significant church in the second and third century. There was a bishop there named.Ignatius.
Ignatius. Ignatius. 他是非常有名啊，他是为了主的名在罗马斗兽场，因为罗马人吧喜欢斗牛斗兽的，把他扔在斗兽场里面，被兽给杀死的，殉道的。
And so he was martyred in the Roman games, eaten by wild beasts.
他在教会里边讲什么？他说教会里边主教啊，没有主教。的权威就没有教会，他是主教。
But what did he say is that there was no authority except.
哦哦。谢谢谢
谢。There was no authority except for the bishop, and without it, there could be no.
然后还有一个罗马，我们知道教皇是从罗马出来的，那个时候还没有教皇。罗马的主教叫格里勉，也是个非常有名的教父，拉丁教父。
And there was another bishop.
希腊教父。希腊。
So there was another a Greek church father, and he was actually bishop of Rome.
Yeah, 他说，他是他的教导啊，他说主教和长老在教会的权威不容平信徒挑战。
And he said that the authority of the bishop and the elders could not be questioned by the laity.
还有一个教父叫俄利根啊，他说，最终撒旦也会得救的。圣经没有什么地方讲过这样的话，但是他已经引申到这样。
And there was another church father, Origen, who said that all creation, including Satan, would be saved, but there is no such teaching in the Bible.
这是士米拿教会时期第二、第三世纪。尼格拉伊朗人的行为已经在教会里边出现泛滥了，没有人抵抗，不像以弗所教会。
And so these were the teaching of the Nicolaitans that occurred in the second and third centuries, and there was no one to go against them, like in the church of Ephesus.
我们来到第四个世纪的教会，别加摩教会，尼格拉伊朗人的教训就成型了。
And so in the 4th century, looking at the Church of Pergamum, then we can see the Nicolaitan teaching kind of pervasive.
刚才我们在这念的圣经就告诉我们，尼格拉伊朗人的行为已经在别加摩成型了。那么别加摩原文是什么意思呢？
And so what is the origin of the name Pergamum?
Yeah, 别加摩原文的意思就是联合与世界结婚。
It means to have a union, or a union with the world.
因为在别加摩第四纪出现了两个非常重要的人物。
And during this fourth century history, there appear two very important figures.
一个就是罗马皇帝君士坦丁。
One was the Roman Emperor Constantine.
一个就是教会的叫拉丁教父奥古斯丁。
Another was he was called the Latin Father of Saint Augustine.
哇，这两个人影响了整个接下来两千年教会的历史。
And so these two figures influenced the forthcoming 1,000 years of church history.
他有的人说他们开启了西方和教会那个历史。今天我们去读所有西方的教会的历史，一定和教会连在一起，就是从奥古斯丁和。和这个君士坦丁开始的。
And so this is the start of the linkage of the church and the Western world. If you look at the history of the world, you will see this union between church and the world.
我们都知道， 君士坦丁，或者叫有的翻译成康斯坦丁，他有做了一个梦。
So we all know that the Roman Emperor Constantine, he had a dream.
他在梦中梦见十字架。
And in his dream, he dreamed of the cross.
他当时不知道是什么，就是说靠着这个十字架写，能够画在他们士兵的盾牌上，结果就使他在一场非常关键的战役里边，他只敌人三倍于他们，结果他打了大胜仗，决定性的胜仗，使他从此成为罗马真正的皇帝。
And so he didn't know what the cross meant, but he took it as a symbol, used it in his battles. And there was one very significant battle where the enemy outnumbered him 3-1, but he had a great victory.
等他知道哦，这个十字架是我们主耶稣哦，是基督徒信仰的那个钉十字架的耶稣的时候，他就开始下令，罗马帝国从此停止迫害基督教。
And so when
基督徒应该认识。
When he discovered that the cross is the cross of the Lord Jesus, he then sent a decree to have the Romans stop persecuting the Christians.
而且不光如此，他鼓励他的国民啊，罗马教的罗马帝国的国民全部都来，如果愿意，全部都可以信耶稣。
And so not only that, he then encouraged the Roman citizens if they were willing to become Christians, come to Christ.
你知道罗马皇帝一声令下，很多人管他知不知道，甚至根本就想要来信耶稣，就是挂名的基督徒非常非常多。
And so many people, because it was a decree by the emperor, whether or not they were understanding or not, decided that they wanted to become Christian. And so the church was filled with nominal Christians.
然后很快的在他之后不久，这个基督教就成了罗马的国教，政教合一开始了。
And so very shortly after, Christianity became the state religion of Rome. And so there's the marriage of church and state.
所以主耶稣在给比加摩的教会的信中这么写，你们中间开始有撒旦的作为。
And so that's why the Lord wrote to the church in Pergamum that you have a seat of Satan amongst you.
那么奥古斯丁啊，他是个圣徒，他是个非常，我们知道他讲的很多东西非常好啊，他是一个非常值得我们去看，去甚至有的地方是应该效法的一个圣徒。
And so Saint Augustine, we know that he was a very faithful person, that he had a lot of writings and teachings that are worth looking in, worth following.
但是他特别强调教会的规章制度和主教的权威。
But he emphasized doctrinal systems and church institutions.
他说在教会里边必须要有绝对的权柄。这个当然不是主一定是，我们都没有任何人怀疑，但是他不是说，他是在教会里边，就是像我们这样的教会里边必须要有一个人这样的绝对的权威，所以就是后来的教皇无误论。
And so he emphasized that there needed to be an absolute authority within the church, so within the meeting. And this later evolved into the doctrine of the Pope.
我们从前面的四个世纪教会的历史，我们就看到尼格拉伊党人的行为渐渐地演变成尼格拉伊党人的教训啊，训导。
And so we saw that the deeds of the Nicolaitans and the teaching slowly became ingrained doctrine.
那么教会的圣品阶级啊，这些主教神父啊，就成了，包括现代的牧师啊，就成了教会日常运作的那些主导的人。
And so, the clergy and even today's our pastors, they became the framework for the daily operations of living of the church.
这就是2000年教会的主流历史。
And so this is the history of the subsequent history of 2,000 years in church history.
那么我们现在要问，为什么我们的主非常恨恶这件事？
But then now we have to ask, why is it that our Lord hates these things?
为什么主恨恶这件事？
Why does
我想巴兰的教训我们都知道，我们都恨恶，我们都不喜欢。但是为什么主恨恶尼格拉伊党人的教训？
So we can all understand why the Lord hates the teachings of Balaam. But why does the Lord hate the teachings?The Nicolaitans.
我想可以找到不少的原因，但是我今天在这儿因为时间缘故讲两个方面。
I think we can find many reasons, but for time's sake today, I will highlight two.
第一个， 第一个尼哥拉耶党人的行为，尼哥拉耶党人的教训给教会带来一个非常大的危害，就是影响了基督身体啊正常的功用发挥。
And so first, the deeds and the teachings of the Nicolaitans actually brought great harm to the church, which is that they affected the body of the church and the functioning of its members.
好，我们现在再看出圣经主耶稣说的话，我们来看一下。
So let's look at the Bible and see what the Lord Jesus said.
我们来看马太福音第23章第八节到12节。
We look at Matthew chapter 23 verses 8-12.
马太福音第23章，主在那儿咒诅犹太教的法利赛人啊，因为他们也就是犹太教也落在宗教的制度、宗教的传统里边，主在那儿咒诅他们的时候，说了这么一段话。
And so here the Lord was rebuking the Pharisees who are also part of the clergy, the Jewish people. And so here what he says here is part of his rebuke.
啊，我们从第八节开始哈，到十二节。但你们，他是对着跟随主的门徒讲的哈，那十二个门徒，他说你们不要受拉比的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的夫子，你们都是弟兄。
And here he's speaking to his disciples in verse 8, but do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, and you are all brothers.
也不要称呼地上的人为父，你知道天主教里边称神父就是父，对吧？因为只有一位是你们的父，就是在天上的父。
And do not call anyone on earth your father. We know that in the Catholic Church they call their leaders fathers. For one is your father, he who is in heaven.
也不要受师尊的称呼，就是我们这些人啊，也许我们不称别人是老师，但是我们喜欢别人称我们是老师，对吧？我们有这样的嫌疑，对吧？所以也不要受师尊的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的师尊，就是基督。
Do not be called leaders, for one is your leader, that is Christ. We know that we may not want to call someone else leader or teacher, but we really enjoy it when someone calls us a leader or teacher.
第四节，你们中间谁为大，谁就要做你们的用人。凡至高的必降为卑，至卑的必升为高。
Verse 11, but greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted.
我们来看彼得前书。
If we look at 1 Peter,
彼得前书第二章第九节。
First Peter, chapter.
第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 9.
彼得前书第二章第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession.That you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
我们的主在这非常清楚地告诉我们，马太福音第23章，我们只有一位老师，我们也只能叫一个人老师，就是我们的主，我们的基督。我们只有一位父在天上地上只有一位父，所有其他的教会的，我们都是弟兄姊妹。
And so in Matthew, it very clearly tells us that there is only one teacher and there is only one father and everyone else is a brother.
教会没有严密的组织结构。
So the church does not have this organized hierarchy system.
教会也不应该有人为的组织，人为的那个传统教训。
And so the church should also not have this be as a human organization.
我们有的，我们应该有的乃是个生命和生命所带出来的秩序。
What we should have is a life, and that life manifested.
我们没有时间去看圣经，我想弟兄姊妹知道，因为我们希望我们听我们讲就可以了在罗马书、在哥林多前书、在以弗所书，都清楚地告诉我们一件事情。
And so we don't have time to go into in detail, but I believe brothers and sisters or gospel friends, if you read in Romans and 1 Corinthians and Ephesians, there's one thing that's very clear.
我们所有的弟兄姊妹，所有的基督徒，我们是一个身体。
that all the brothers and sisters, all Christians, we are one body.
弟兄姊妹彼此在一起，不管你在教会里面是神做什么的，有什么恩赐，我们互相为互为肢体。
And so, all together, doesn't matter what your gift is, we are all knit together as one body.
我们只有一个头，只有一个头，一个绝对的权威是谁呢？就是我们的元首，我们主耶稣基督。
We only have one head, and who is that? That is our Lord Jesus. The
我们是、这个、
authority.
对，是这个头在这里指挥这个身体，是不是生命啊？不是个机构啊，来指挥所有的肢体。各按各职啊，尽各尽功用。
And it is the head that directs the body and all its members into its function.
啊，这哥林多前书告诉我们的眼睛啊，不能对我们的手讲说我不需要你。
And so in 1 Corinthians it tells us that the eye cannot tell the hand, I don't need you.
头也不能对脚说我不需要你，这是哥林多前书告诉我们。
And the head cannot tell the feet, I do not need you. This is what 1 Corinthians tells us.
不光是如此、啊那个、保罗告诉我们，我们这个基督的身体，教会的里面、啊、总是有些软弱的，不体面的，不美的肢体，对吧？
And so not only this, Paul tells us that in the body there may be once members that are weaker or not perfect or have an issue.
我们的神，我们的主要特别的加倍的体面，赐给那些软弱的肢体。
And so the Lord will bestow more honor on those members that seems to be.
免得你们中间分门结派。
Lest that we would be divided amongst ourselves.
免得你们中间分门结类。分门别类。
And so that we lest we would have divisions within one another.
肢体，我们彼此互为肢体，我们应该彼此相顾，彼此服侍。
And so as members of one body, we should collaborate with each other in our functions and in our service. And then together we would serve our Lord and serve the gospel friends amongst us.
你知道在旧约哈，在旧约摩西带领以色列人从埃及到了西乃旷野的时候，在西乃山下。
And you know that when Moses brought the Israelites out of Egypt and they were in the wilderness of Sinai.
我们的神耶和华对以色列人怎么说？
And when they're out Mount Sinai, what did the Lord say to the Israelites?
他是对全体的以色列人说，你们要做我祭司的国度啊，圣洁的国民，这是对所有以色列人讲的。
And so he said to all of the Israelites that you would be a nation of priests, my holy nation.
但是以色列人因着不幸的恶心，把我们的神离弃了。
But because the hearts of the Israelites did not believe the Lord, they rebuffed him.
所以我们的神才退求其次，当然他知道啊，选择利未人在会幕里边服侍啊神，然后又拣选了利未人中间的亚伦的家做祭司。
So that's why the Lord took a step back and instead chose the Levites to replace all of the Israelites in his service.
啊，我们都知道这不是神原来的意思，原来的意思整个以色列。都是他的国民，都是他的祭司，整个以色列每个人。
And so this is not God's original intention. So His intention was to have the entire Israelite people be a holy nation, be His priests.
到了新约，当我们的主耶稣基督道成肉身，被钉死在十字架上。
And so when we come to the New Testament, when the Lord became flesh, and was nailed upon the cross.
他成就了一个救赎，给不光是以色列人，给全人类。
And he completed the work of redemption not only for the Israelites but for the world in entirety.
他不光因着相信耶稣基督，我们有了永生。
And so not only that, when we believe in the Lord Jesus, then we have eternal life.
而且我们的主借着彼得写下了这样一句话，一段话。
And so, but the Lord telling us through the words of Peter.
他刚才我们所念的，唯有你们所有的基督徒，没有说只有圣品阶级，对不对？他说：“唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，人人都是祭司，对不对？然后呢，是圣洁的国度，是属神的城，全世界所有信耶稣的人，每一个人都是如此。”
And so, First Peter tells us that everyone, not just the clergy, the hierarchy, those higher in the church hierarchy would be a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, people for God's own possession. Everybody.
那我们就有问题了，难道那些天主教徒他们不读圣经吗？他们不知道你刚才讲的这些话吗？
So then we have a question. So many Catholics may not be aware of these words because they don't read the Lord's Word.
你还真对的，他们真的不读圣经。天主教徒几千年、一千多年的时间，他们不光是不读，也不能够读，不允许教会不允许他们读圣经。
And you'd be right in saying that the Catholics do not read the Bible, and not only that, they're not allowed to. So in the thousands of years of their history, they are unaware.
圣品阶级代劳了。
And so the clergy do it for them.
而且大部分圣品阶级也不读圣经。
But the majority of clergy also do not read the Bible.
所以稀里糊涂过了中世纪啊，几千多年的时间。
And so for these thousands of years of history, they kind of muddled through.
直到马丁路德改教,
Until the Reformation movement of Martin Luther.
你知道当初改教马丁路德也好，慈运也好，还是慧敏也好，还是说加尔文也好，你知道他们提出的口号是什么吗？
And so whether it's Martin Luther or any one of the other brethren in the movement, do you know what their slogan was?
其中一个口号就是人人皆祭司。 他们改教就是发觉到这个天主教这个圣品阶级太腐败了，所以他们要告诉，因为他们读圣经，他们才发觉到不对，人人都是祭司。And
so they're saying one of their sayings was that everyone is a priest, and because they read the Bible, they knew this, and that the Catholic church's hierarchy was incorrect.
但是非常快。
But quickly, very soon after,
他们就开始建立神学院。
They would establish seminaries.
神学院毕业的人才可以做牧师，做长，做牧师，做主教。
And only those who graduated from seminary could be pastors or bishops.
这些人才可以领圣餐，就是我们的波饼聚会，才可以领圣餐，才可以站在这儿讲道。
So only those who had this training could receive the communion or could stand and preach.
其实他们的起初的心是好的，因为一下大家都可以读圣经了嘛，从天主教里边出来嘛，当然就是每个人都有自己的读法，对吧？所以他们希望怕人走偏了，这是好心好意。And
so they had a good intention because all of a sudden everyone could read the Bible, and so there may be incorrect interpretations, and they were afraid that the people would interpret wrongly and deviate.
所以但是很快的就制度化，就传统化。 就变成又一次落在尼哥拉伊党人的教训的里面。
But then very quickly, once again, the system and tradition manifested the teachings of the Nicolaitans.
我们都知道，尼哥拉伊党人的教训也好，他们行为也好，他们并不是直接否定圣经真理。
We know that whether it's the deeds or the teachings of the Nicolaitans, they didn't directly deny the truth in the Bible.
大部分在这个圣品阶层的这些弟兄姊妹啊，其实他们是非常非常好的基督徒。For
the most part, most of them were upright and were good Christians.
他们爱主，他们把自己的一生都奉献给神。They
loved the Lord and they offered up their entire lives to the Lord.
很多人其实是可以在世界上大有作为的，他们宁愿为了主过清贫的生活。And
many of them while on the earth, they live very simple and impoverished life for the Lord.
这些人绝对不是我们的敌人，弟兄姊妹。这些人其实是非常好的基督徒。So
brothers and sisters, these people were not our enemies. They were actually upright and upstanding people.
问题是在背后那个尼哥拉伊党人的教训，他们的制度，他们的传统。
So it is the teachings, the Nicolaitan teachings, and their doctrines in the background.
你知道我们中国人讲一句话，可能我不知道怎么翻译了，就是身在庐山，那个叫什么呀？身不知庐山真面目，只缘身在此山中，对吧？ 就是 you are in the mountain, inside the mountain, you
need to. And so the Chinese have a saying that if you're born in a mountain, you can't see the grand picture.
You are leading the mountain, don't lead the mountain. But that's a particular mountain, 庐山.
So if you're in the weeds, you can't see the bigger picture.
You can put the blue mountain. OK， 我们都知道在中国大陆有一个教会叫三自教会，是官方允许、官方主办的。
So we know that there's a church in China called the
three self-whatever church.
So there is a church in China that is sanctioned by the government, and so it cannot have support from the East.
It's an official government church. Government-owned church.
Yeah, it's a government-owned church. So if you attend their service, you find that they are very good brothers and sisters, including the speakers, but you may not know they're functioning within the body.
犹太教徒钉十字架的一个起因是什么？
So do you know one of the major reasons that the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross? It's because the Lord Jesus did not keep the Judaic law Sabbath.
那些犹太教徒啊，那些个长祭司也好，那些个法利赛人，他们是非常虔诚的。
And in those times, the Jewish people were very keen on keeping the law. And so when they saw that the Lord Jesus did not keep the Sabbath, they started trying to find ways to get rid of him.
当然，我们也要说哈，这些在体制中的人啊，在这个圣品阶级中的人，很多不少的这些很好的基督徒，其实他们很喜欢这样的体制。
And so when we look at these brothers and sisters who are in this system, some of them are very good brothers and sisters, so we find that they like being in the system.
我就曾经遇到一个这样的牧师，这是美国的，你必须要叫他 Reverend， 你不叫他不高兴的，你要叫他牧师，要叫他师母，要叫他长老，叫他某某某某，他才觉得你尊重他，否则他会不高兴。
So I knew a brother like this, and he insisted on being calling pastor or reverend, and so there are many like this, and you need to honor them by their name, saying reverend or pastor or pastor's wife or someone and so on, so that they would feel like they were respected.
刚才我们念了马太福音23章，主耶稣就在责备一个法利赛人，他们喜欢把经文的带子做宽了，把那个衣服的穗子做长了，对不对？为什么？他希望能看见他是站在明处服侍人的。
And so we just read in Matthew when the Lord Jesus was criticizing the Pharisees, saying that why did they like to wear these phylacteries and have their robes fringed? It's because they wanted everyone to see that they were doing work for the Lord.
你要请他去吃饭，他要坐在首席，你要在教会里面大家聚会，他要站在这个位置。
And so when you
就是会堂的高位，或者要背后跟他摆排座位，你的长老会就是这样。
And so when you invite them to eat, they have to be in the seat of honor. And when they attend a meeting, they have to be here on the pulpit, or they have to be in front with an audience in back.
这些倾向跟世界上的人没有区别。
And so in actuality, this kind of attitude is no different than the attitude of the world.
我一直在想，特朗普已经这么富有，他为什么学天老在想着当总统？
And so I also wonder, why isn't everybody has this goal to be a president? And so it's because when you have this position of president, you can have this, this pride.
主耶稣明明在这儿，我们刚才读的圣经告诉我们，你们中间谁伟大，谁就要做你们的用的。
And so the Lord Jesus tells very clearly in the Bible that the greatest among you should be a servant.
凡至高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。Whoever
exalts himself shall be humbled, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted.
那么这些圣品阶级人带出来的危害究竟在关键在哪里？
So what is the harm that is actually brought about by this complaining attitude?
2000年，他们在教会里边，做我们所谓的这些平信徒。
And so for 2,000 years, they've been an intermediary between us, the layman, and God.
无形当中，他们剥夺了每一个肢体 在神的家中，在神的身体的里，基督的身体里边，进每个肢体当尽的功用。
And so they had entered into every spiritual ministry within the body.
Yeah, the function.
Mm-hmm.
你知道这个对我们每个人都是很致命的。本来我有机会服侍神，本来我有机会得圣人，结果这些圣品阶级、这些牧师、这些长老、这些神父、教皇代替了我，所以我就没办法做，我也没有机会做，对不对？
So you know this is actually very detrimental to us individually, because originally we had the functions and the opportunity to directly commune with the Lord. But now there is an intermediary, and so we can do nothing.
所以每一次我们擘饼聚会的时候，我看着我们中间的年轻的弟兄啊，年轻的弟兄们在这传饼杯的时候啊，在这擘饼传饼杯啊，在这到处给我们传，非常认真，非常的时候，我其实心里充满感谢。我说感谢主，给我们这些弟兄，给我们这些姊妹有服侍的机会。
And so, for example, when I during communion service, when I see all these young people very faithfully serving, passing the bread and cup, and doing it so faithfully, I am very touched and grateful. Grateful that we have the opportunity, brothers and sisters, to serve directly.
但是并不是我们就吃得非常好。
But it's not because that we were good in our service.
在我们这样的追求、这样的走、这样的道路中，有很多的教、很多的地方开始有类似于神学院出来了，大家知道吗？开始办一些类似于神学院，要专门培养一些人出来。
But then sometimes, even as we pursue these services, the teachings of the system kind of seep through.
有些常在讲台的人非常喜欢弟兄姊妹称他为老师。
So there, for example,
有不少这样的弟兄。
For example, there are some brothers who they preach. They really enjoy being called teacher.
称弟兄或者称姊妹该有多好，称呼我们都是弟兄姊妹，对吧？
But how good is it that we are all brothers and sisters?
但是即使是称弟兄，我们也有危险，弟兄姊妹。
But even if we are all brothers, brethren, then there's still a danger.
十多年前，我去参加西岸特会。
10 years or so ago, I went to the West Coast Conference.
Yeah, WCCC, right? 那个时候，正我在已经快要聚会了哈。我们有一个很年长的弟兄，我们都很尊敬他，叫江守道弟兄，走在我们前面。
And so we were about to start the service, and there was an elderly brother that we all highly revered, Brother Stephen Kong. He was walking in front of me.
我呢，正好走到后面一点点啊，还是还有一点距离啊，离远一点，弟兄都在望着，周围都有好多负责的弟兄跟着他一起走。
So I was a little bit behind them, and there were a lot of responsible brothers walking with him.
Yeah, 因为他要去讲台嘛，要去祷告。结果有一个穿着裤衩，一个很年轻的小孩子。穿着那个 T 恤，我不知道身上有没有，你说我又忘了哈，还头发披得很长的，跑从一下走过来走很快，跑到那个江弟兄背后，拍他的肩膀，江守道弟兄你好。
And so suddenly there was a young man who was wearing shorts and a t-shirt and his hair was a mess. He ran up from behind me and patted Brother Kong on the shoulder and said, "How are you, Brother Kong?"
就差不多可能我们这些弟兄的很年轻，而且呢，因为我们聚会都穿他这样的衣服嘛，他穿着裤衩，因为在西岸嘛，他在街嘛，江守道弟兄你好。
And so he's about the age of some of our young brothers here, and so he was in shorts, because we're on the West Coast, but most of us were dressed more properly because we're going to a meeting. And he just ran up in shorts and said, "Brother Tom, how are you?"
我们弟兄非常好，很谦卑，回过头就要和这个弟兄聊天。
And so our brother was very good. He was very humble and gentle and turned around and spoke to this young brother. But then he was immediately surrounded by the responsible brothers.
不想让这个弟兄打岔，我们叫弟兄要马上要去讲道。
Because they did not want
不守规矩，没规矩。
Because they did not want this young brother to disturb our brother Kong. He's about to go up and teach. And he said this is not proper.
今天我们很尊敬一些弟兄在我们中间哈，我们会称为王弟兄、谢弟兄，对吧？我们不敢说是上德弟兄弱汉弟兄，对不对？但称我就是雨霞弟兄。
So there are a few brothers in our own meetings. Right, that we highly respect. For example, Brother Huang or Brother Shea, we don't call them by their first name, like Brother James Huang or Brother Jonathan Shea, but Unfortunately for me, I am Brother Sunny Lu. So one day we'll all be equal.
啊，我们叫孙国都来了，孙弟兄来了，国多弟兄。
And so when Brother Sun comes, we do not dare say Brother Godwin.
你敢吗
？Do you dare?
Yeah. 啊，我们感谢主，这些弟兄姊妹他们并不是有心要这样去做的。这些弟兄们。
But we thank the Lord that this is not the intention in the heart.
他们确实可能比我们先信主，对圣经话语懂得多一点点。他们其实目的是要帮助我们。
And while it's true that they may have believed in the faith longer or understand the word more, but their purpose is to help us to learn.
要帮助我们每一个弟兄姊妹在神的家里面，在基督的身体里面，尽我们每一个人当有的功用。
And so that all of us would have be able to fulfill our function as a member of the body.
但是这些弟兄，这些年长的弟兄们，他们都不是全人，他们有很多时候做错，甚至帮倒忙的时候。
But these revered or respected brothers are not perfect, and they also make mistakes even in the teaching.
我们不需要在这高举任何一个人。
But so we do not need to elevate any person.
我们不用怕啊，这些弟兄们把我们带偏了，因为我们都如果我们在身体的里面，在神家里边，我们都有一个大祭司，他是绝不会错的。
And so we also do not need to worry about being led astray by these brothers we respect, because in God's house, in the Lord's body, we have one great high priest.
我们弟兄在上个主日在交通的，连摩西这么伟大的人物，他也就是在神家进宫用的仆人而已。
And last week our brother mentioned that even so great a person as Moses was merely a servant in the Lord's household.
唯有我们的主，我们的大祭司啊，是唯一的老师，唯一的主。
And so our Lord is our great high priest. He is the one teacher and the one our one Lord.
他才是真正治理他的教会，治理每一个弟兄姊妹。
And so he is the one who governs the church, governs each one of the brothers.
最后还有一点时间，我想抓紧讲。这个尼哥拉伊党人的行为教训所带来的第二个危害。
Just a little bit of time left, I want to go over what the second harm is of the Nicolaitan teaching.
我们来看彼得那个约翰一书第二章。
Let's take a look at 1 John chapter 2.
24节到27节，约翰一书二章第24节。
1 John chapter 2 verse 24.
论到你们务要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里，若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在主里面，也必住在父里面。
As for you, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father.
主所应许我们的就是永生。
This is the promise which he himself made to us, eternal life.
我将这些话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们的人说的。
These things I have written to you concerning those who are trying to deceive you.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训。
As for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
我们都知道这个尼哥拉伊党人的教训啊，或者说教会的这些圣品阶级，他们不光是在神的家中，在教会里面包办所有属灵的事情。
And we know that the teachings of the Nicolaitans or the institution of the church clergy monopolizes all of the church service.
取代每一个肢体啊进公用的机会。
It replaces the opportunity that each member has to serve.
第二个危害就是他们同样是站在我们和神之间，来代替我们与神交通。
The second harm is that they attempt to act as a middleman between the fellowship between us and the Lord.
我们都知道，讲到在神家中的侍奉的时候，我们知道我们的神啊，我们称我们的神为，我们称我们的神是神，是神的家啊，是神的殿，对吧？
So when we speak about church service, we speak about Lord, the house of the God, the temple of the Lord, body of Christ.
我们讲到主是大祭司啊，是我们的头，然后呢，我们是身体，我们是肢体，我们是仆人，对吧？这是讲到前一个在教会中身体中进功用的时候。
And so then we will speak of the Lord as the high priest, the head, and we are the body, the members, the servants.
但是讲到交通了，讲到交通，你就发现到圣经里面用。完全不同的一组数据，一组词来描写我们与神的交通。
So when speaking of fellowship, you will find that the Bible uses a completely different set of terms.
这个时候的神就成了我们的阿爸父，对吧？成了我们的阿爸父，我们成了他的儿女。
So this, when speaking of fellowship, the Lord becomes our Abba Father, and we are the children of God.
他基督也好，神也好，住在我们的里面，我们也住在他的里面。
The Lord, or when we think of the Lord God or the Lord Jesus, it talks about abiding in Him and Him abiding in us. And it describes that He is the branch and we are the vine. And it goes a step further to say that He is the bridegroom and we are the bride.
神爱我们，因为神就是爱，主爱我们，为我们死，对吧？我们爱主。
God loves us because He is love. The Lord Jesus loved us and He died for us.
我们今天没有看到哈，我们讲到神用这个恋人的关系呢，描述我们跟主之间的这个关系的时候，我就想到我们中间今天他们没来 ，Jeff 和这个 Baby。
And so when we talk about the communication or union, it talks in these terms. And today we don't see our brother Jeff or sister Phoebe.
我有时候看到他们，我挺羡慕他们的，因为他们真是如胶似漆的。我们看到有聚会中也能看。
And sometimes when I see them, I really admire them because you can see that they are truly connected.
Yeah, they, 这就是主要我们有的那个与主之间的那个非常亲密的关系。
And so this is a relationship that the Lord wants to have with us, one that is connected and intimate.
而且我们跟主的交通其实是不难的，其实很容易的。
And the fellowship between us and the Lord is actually very simple.
我们有一位福音朋友刚刚从中国来到我们中间。
And so there is a gospel friend who's amongst us who just came from China.
我听他讲的时候，我都相信他已经信耶稣了，信主了。
When I hear him speak, I think that he's already a believer.
他说他去美国领事馆签证要来美国。
啊？
他在上海的
Oh, okay. And so when he was in the American consulate trying to get his visa.
哇，他因为在我们中间啊，他听说可以跟神祷告，所以他在那个时候，因为他上次回去比较晚。
And so he heard amongst us that if you need help, you can pray to the Lord. And because last time when he returned, he was late.
他很诚实的把他所有的信息填上去，有的信息是不能填的。我们都知道要到美国领事馆签证，你千万要避开那些个词儿，对吧？我不能告诉你的什么。
And so he was very honest in his application, but we all know practically there are some things that should be kept off.
因为这些词很有可能使他得不到签证。
And because of these items, there was a good chance that he would not get the visa.
他那个时候他就跟神祷告。
So then at that time, he started to pray to the Lord.
他一下里面就有了平安，他就相信神知道，神会保守。
And then immediately he felt a peace within him, and then he knew that the Lord would take care of it.
虽然签证的时候不容易啊，签了很长时间，别人都很快，要么就被拒了，要么就接受。他在那儿被面谈了很久，但是人家给了他十年签证，十年啊。
But though he had to wait for quite a bit of time, usually it's a very quick accept or reject. Eventually he was granted the visa.
看到没有，一个还在寻求神的人。就给神祷告，神就给他一个平安的心，多容易接受教导。
And can you see that even for someone who is still searching for the Lord, he prayed and was given an answer and peace. You can see that fellowship with the Lord is so easy.
我再占两分钟左右的时间哈，但是呢，要跟神交通也可以很难的，也可能很难的。
But also fellowship with the Lord could be very difficult.
因为我们这个人的心思有点太活了，常常祷告祷告就睡着了，祷告祷告就不知道心跑到哪里去了，对吧？我们都有这样的经历。
Because our human mind is so easily distracted. Sometimes when we pray, we'll fall asleep in the middle of prayer, or we'll start thinking about other things.
有时候祷告的时候也不知道是神的心意是什么。
And sometimes when we pray, we don't know what the Lord's will is.
所以真的要来多读主的话，要多给神祷告，我们才知道主 究竟是要给我们讲什么，对吧？
So that's why we need to read the Bible more and pray more, so then we will know what it is the Lord wants to say.
这就是刚才约翰在这儿很多的圣经讲的，是有恩膏的教训，就是神的灵在我们的里边啊，教训告诉我们当做什么，不当做什么。
And this is what John is saying in the verses that we read, that we have the anointing of which we receive the Spirit. When we abide in Him, we will know what to do or what not to do.
但是黎哥拉耶党人的教训的危害在哪里呢？
But then, so then, where does the teaching of the Nicolaitans depart from us?
我们也有需要的时候，我们去找牧师替我们祷告，传道人替我们祷告。
That when we are in need, we go to the pastor for help, or we go to a deacon for help, and the Catholic Church, we go to the priest.
Yeah. 你知道在以色列啊，当初他们在西乃山下的时候，他们做了一样的事情。
Do you know that the Israelites, when they were at the foot of Mount Sinai, they did the exact same thing?
因为当时西乃山上啊，雷轰电鸣的，对吧？他们害怕，然后他们就对摩西这么说。
And so you know that Mount Sinai there was thunder and lightning, and so they were frightened, and they said to Moses.
他说我们不要神给我们讲话，因为我们害怕。你跟神讲话就可以，对摩西说。然后呢，你给我们转达什么？
They said to Moses that we don't want to speak to God directly because they were afraid. They told Moses to go speak to the Lord and then tell us.
Yeah, 让摩西代替。然后他们当摩西在山上跟神讲话的时候，他们远远的站着。Yeah.
So they wanted Moses to be an intermediary, and so once Moses went up to speak to the Lord, they actually moved back a distance from the mountains because they were afraid.
弟兄姊妹知道吗？约翰啊，我们最近刚刚星期五刚刚查来约翰一书、二书、三书啊，约翰告诉我们交通何等的重要，与神交通。
And so we just finished studying the letters of First, Second, Third John, and John tells us how crucial fellowship is.
整个教会啊，就是我们把神把我们教会的意思，就是神把我们召聚在一起啊，要与他的儿子相交，就这个意思。所以有的教会叫召会，其实也就是想要表达这个意思而已。
And so the purpose is that we are gathered together as a church, as a body, is for fellowship. And some churches actually call themselves fellowship to emphasize this.
无论是约翰也好，还是彼得都告诉我们，其实神今天要把我们。呼召与他的儿子相交。
And whether it's John or Peter, they tell us that the Lord calls us together to have fellowship with the Son.
这个相交其实是我们的神、我们的父和主和圣灵相交，延伸到了我们，到了他的教会里面，多好的一个交，多好的一个安排。
And so this fellowship is actually the fellowship of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that is extended out to us.And so, so that we can take part in it. What a great arrangement this is.
我们就有份于他的信心。
And so whether as an individual, as a group, when we fellowship with the Lord, we have a portion. We can partake.
而且约翰告诉我们，我们的主，他是可以看，可以摸，可以触摸，可以交谈的。
The Bible tells us that the Lord can see and can hear and who can discuss and can teach with us.
在约翰书信里边从来没有一句话说他代替我们，约翰使徒或者这些牧师或者这些传道人可以代替我们去神交通。
And not once does the Bible say that someone like John can be intermediary for us and fellowship for the Lord with the Lord for us.
约翰在这儿讲，不要受那些人的引诱，自有恩膏的教训在你们的里面，告诉你们如何住在主的里面，住在神的里面。
And the John tells us that we have no need for anyone to teach us, but we have received this anointing, and the anointing teaches us all things.
你将来有一天，我们都会在耶稣基督的台前面受主耶稣台前的审判。
And so all of us, in the end, when we are before the judgment seat of Christ.
如果你今天是把你跟神的交通，交托给别人的话，你跟主说主啊，主啊，不是我做的不对，是因为那些个传道人、那些个牧师的错。你觉得主会说可以吗？
So if you say to the Lord at that time, that you gave the fellowship to somebody else as intermediary, and then say, well, I only did this because this preacher said that, this pastor said that.Do you think the Lord would accept that?
我们也不能怪黎哥拉耶党的教训，我们甚至不能怪撒旦，我们必须要亲自见主的面，向他交代，每一个人都要。
And so we cannot say it was an Nicolaitan who led me wrong or Satan who tempted me to do something wrong. We each individually need to be before the Lord in direct fellowship. And so, brothers and sisters, we should learn to abide in the Lord and have direct fellowship with
Him.
Nobody can be our intermediary.
好,
let's have a word of prayer.
我们在天上阿爸父,
Our Father in Heaven, we give you thanks.
求我们刚才所练的你的话语能够在弟兄姊妹的心里面 成为我们脚前的灯, 路上的光。
May the words that we just spread become the light of the path in front of our brothers and sisters.
愿你的教会在这里恨恶离哥拉一党人的教训。
And may your church hate the teachings of the Nicolaitan.
他们的行为。
And their deeds.
让我们直接来到我们父的面前，一同的敬拜他，服侍他。
And may we come directly to our Lord to worship Him and to serve Him.
祷告奉耶稣基督的。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.